Hey, thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. Like I promised, hanging out with me is Miss Ja'Kalyn Carr. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad to have you in our area. You're going to be at the Victorious Praise Fan Fest 2013 kicking everything off this evening, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm very excited.
You know, our listeners are excited too. One of them, I have to ask you this question because he says, she's going to be preaching tonight. I said, yes, sir. He says, well, is she going to sing too? So I have to ask you that question. You're going to sing tonight as well?
I may do a little.
I figured. I said, you know how those evangelists are. They can't preach without singing a little something. So we are excited, and I believe everything gets underway around 6 or 7 o'clock tonight at Victorious Praise. So everybody can log onto the website, see all that information there. But with all of that done, congratulations. I believe your CD hit stores, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am, on the 21st.
Yeah, Greater is Coming. What an awesome song. Now, we know you can sing, but everybody doesn't know a little bit about your other ministry, but even though you can go on YouTube and see you preaching, like, I'm like, whoa, the girl has such an anointing. Tell us about your preaching ministry.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I started out at the age of 13 preaching. For those who don't know, I started out singing first, mm-hmm. and God allowed me to accomplish a lot of things at an early age. But then he began to speak to me at the age of 13. He said, there's more that I require of you. And at that time, I didn't understand what he was saying, so I kept doing what I normally did. And he spoke to me again. He said, there's more that I require of you. And he said, you are to evangelize. And ever since the age of 13, I've been traveling the world, not only singing, but preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now, I also heard, a little bird told me that Pastor Donnie McClurkin kind of prophesied that as well to you.
Yes, ma'am, he did. He stood on the stage and he prophesied that in 2 years, the world will know me. And God has done just that.
Look at God, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as a teenager, as you said, you were, what, 14, 13? You keep mentioning now you're, what, 15?
16.
You're 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all this happened right here in your early teenage years. What was it that made you step out to be such a role model in this kind of ministry?
Well, I always knew, even at an early age, that the hand of the Lord was upon my life. Mm-hmm. And my parents, they began to instill the word of God in me, and they brought me up in the values of Christ at an early age. And from there on, and ever since they've been teaching me, and ever since I've been, you know, walking in my calling. I mean, God has just been so great. I've always knew that this is what I wanted to do. Yeah. So I just, you know, just opened up my heart and just allow God to do what he wanted to do.
And that awesome anointing doesn't hurt as well, does it? It's just there in you.
Yeah.
And you inspire so many. When I look at your YouTube and listen to you preach, you inspire me so much so that I know you inspire everybody else. But tell me, who inspires you? Who has inspired you?
I have to say my parents. You know, I tell people all the time, it's very important to have the right covering, especially when you're out there in ministry. Mm-hmm. A lot of people fail to have the right covering, and they, you know, they're not successful as they want to be. But I want to let you know that it's very important that you have that covering that would teach you, that would let you know when you're wrong, that would let you know when you're right, that would teach you the values of Christ. And so my parents, you know, and my dad, he's a pastor, and my mom, she sings and she preaches as well. So it's my parents.
So I was wondering where you got all that. So you're a preacher's kid. You're a preacher's kid. Hi, Dad. He's over there. Amen. Well, as we wrap up here, just give everybody a little information of how we can keep in connection with you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you can log on to my website, which is myjekalyncart.net, which is myjekalyncart.net. I'm on Facebook, Ja'Kalyn Carr, as well as Twitter at Ja'Kalyn Carr, and Instagram, Ja'Kalyn Carr.
All right. Before you go, I've got to ask one last thing. If there was anything that you could say to the youth that are listening right now, because I know you're such an inspiration to them, what would you say?
My message is always to the young people, and I want to say first, to know who you are in God. Many of you may not know that there is something in you that God has placed in you to change this world, but I want to let you know that each and every one of you have something special about you, and allow God to come into your heart and use you even at an early age. And some of you may say, I'm afraid of what my friends may say. I'm afraid of, you know, what they're going to say about who I am and, you know, what I stand for. But I want to let you know that the main people who you are fearful of what they say about you are the main people who's depending on your anointing. So walk into what God has called you to be. Stay encouraged and stand boldly, because God is looking for some bold, willing vessels in this season.
Whew, I got chill bumps. Ja'Kaylee, thank you so much. We'll see you tonight at Victorious Praise Fan Fest 2013. Many, many blessings to you, and we hope to hear from you up for a long, long time.
Thank you so much for having me.